Hey, good Thursday morning, everybody. This is First Warren Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Penevich. Boy, does it feel chilly out there this morning. Temperatures were in the 40s and 50s. I mean, it was a cool start to your day. Temperatures today under mostly sunny skies only climb up into the mid-70s, low 70s in some locations. It feels like autumn out there. Lots of sunshine. Hard to believe we're talking about Irma for the last couple of days. We'll be talking about Irma for the next 6 days. But the next 4 days, today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, temperatures will be in the 70s, sunny skies, morning lows in the 40s and 50s. It'll feel like autumn. Now, we are going to see the impacts of Irma start to head our way, really starting Monday. It looks like Sunday night into Monday, the peak of the storm, at least for the Carolinas and the Charlotte area in particular. It looks to be Monday night into Tuesday morning, maybe lasting into the afternoon. My biggest concern with Irma right now is going to be wind and wind knocking down trees and power lines. We could see wind gusts up to 65 miles an hour, maybe higher, and sustained winds between 30 and 40 miles per hour. Throw in about 4 to 6 inches of rain over about a 24-hour to 36-hour period, and you're probably talking about a lot of trees falling down because of that wind and rain. So it's time to prepare. The coverage, obviously, across the area could be pretty extensive with the wind and the rainfall. So I would go ahead and prepare for a hurricane now just because we have 4 days. It'll be in and out quickly, though. Everything's long gone by late Tuesday into Wednesday. Of course, I'll have complete coverage on my Facebook and Twitter feed, WX Brad, and you can check me out on air today starting at 4, 5, and 6.